Good morning, Olean.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. No, somebody had the phone fader switched off. So sorry about that.
No problem.
Right, we're going to talk about the upcoming local elections, but there's also a meeting happening about the changes to the bus services, and this is happening in Ballymun. Are people a bit annoyed about these changes to the bus services? Because I know people around Near FM are quite annoyed losing bus services.
People are. I held a meeting last August, it was, and it was packed. People turned up, about 200 people turned up and couldn't get in. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen, but I suppose there's a lot of people in the Ballymun area that would feel, Ballymun and Glasnevin, that would feel that, you know, the bus service is not what it could be at the moment. And they were hoping, I suppose, that any investment into the service would lead to an increase in buses and maybe, I suppose, an increase in routes because, for example, in Ballymun, we have, as everybody knows, we have, we don't have enough shopping facilities. Yet there's no direct bus to either Omni or Charlestown Shopping Centre, so which makes no sense, but unfortunately, under this new plan, there still is no bus. There's no bus to Dublin Airport from Ballymun or Finglas or Glasnevin. There's the buses to the hospitals have all been taken away under this new plan. Some of the schools in the area, it would mean children will need to get three buses to go to those schools. So there is a lot of anger among people. And even, like, for example, myself, I don't drive, I use the bus. So I get the number 13 into town, and I actually think it's a really good bus service. I've never had any issues with it. But now I would need to get two buses to go into town from where I live. So it's just creating a lot of inconvenience for people. But I suppose those that will be most affected will be senior citizens and will also be people with disabilities, because having to hop on and hop off buses, like, as it is, can be a struggle. But if you have to get multiple buses to go to one location, I think it will turn people off and it will make them very isolated.
And is this now going ahead? Because the last time I spoke about this, Dublin Bus had said that they were going to consider all the public consultations and the online comments, etc. And then they were going to come back. Have they changed anything, or are they still planning on going ahead with all this?
They still haven't come back yet. Yeah. With the revised plan, so 30,000 people put in submission. I thought the whole process around that as well was very poor. It didn't really give you the option to give greater detail on their online surveys. Yeah. But again, who would have been, I suppose, most affected by having an online survey would have been older people in our community that may not use computers, yeah, or, again, people with disabilities. So the ones that would be affected most by the bus service were probably the ones that were not able to input as much. I know they're still going through the submissions. I think they were quite surprised at the level of opposition there was to it. I think they were trying to bring in an American model, a European model, into Dublin City, and it just doesn't work. Like, trying, yeah, to say to somebody that, well, at the moment I get one bus to bring me to A to B, and now I'm going to need to get two buses to take me that same journey, it doesn't seem like an improvement in service to anybody.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this is coming across as something that wasn't thought through, and I'd have to laugh sometimes, because an awful lot of these plans that they come up with are based on somebody has been in a foreign city and seen this and saying this would be a great idea for Dublin, but it doesn't always work. I know that people around this area are very concerned about the 27B bus
route.
Yeah,
27,
yeah. I'm like yourself, I don't drive, so I'd get the bus now. I was coming back from Ballymun, from St. Michael's House in Ballymun one day, and the bus going into Beaumont Hospital was nearly empty. But coming out of Beaumont Hospital, it was packed. It was full.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually, you know, it brings people to hospital, especially elderly people. And they're thinking of removing it altogether.
And that's the thing. Like, we have the 17A.
Yeah.
to which goes from Blanchardstown and through Glasnevin, through Finglas, Glasnevin, Ballymun, and then on to Beaumont Hospital. And it won't be going into, but the new route won't be going into Beaumont Hospital. It's going to the back of it. So I suppose, like, again, there'll be a lot of elderly people going to the hospital, but also a lot of elderly people visiting maybe relatives in the hospital, and they would have to get an additional bus. There's no bus going to Mater Hospital either from our area. So just, like, the very basics seem to have been forgotten about. Like, the first thing you ensure is that your hospital, your facilities, yeah, are well catered for in bus services, and that's one thing that hasn't happened. And I suppose, like, how we look at our bus service, like, it's very much a service, right? And I, you know, people see it as a necessity, as a need, and I think the people behind the plan see it very much as, you know, as profit driven, and of course it has to be viable. Every bus service has to be viable, but we are probably one of the most underfunded bus services by the state across Europe. And I think, you know, for example, Wadley in this new plan will have no new bus service. And when I raised that with them, they more or less said, oh, that was an error, that was an admission. Like, so I don't have a lot of faith in it. Like, there are good things in it, now don't get me wrong, there are some good changes in it, but I just don't think that imposing so much inconvenience on people is going to bring a greater efficiency in bus service. I think what will happen is more people will use their cars if they're in a position to, and other people will just stay at home, and particularly older people, and become more isolated.
That's going to increase the traffic going into town. And you made a point there about the Mater Hospital, and Ballymun is actually in the Mater Hospital's catchment area, isn't it? Is that right? Rather than Beaumont Hospital.
Yet we've no bus going there. And I think, you know, people give out about buses. They give out about buses all the time. But a thing that a lot of people have said to me when this new plan came in, oh, the buses were grand, like, they weren't broken, don't fix them. You know, I think at the end of the day, people are quite happy with the service they get. They would like more buses on, because at peak times, buses can become very crowded. But I don't think the changing of the routes and all that is going to be very helpful to anybody. At the end of the day, it is a service, but we need to decide as a state what type of service do we want it to be. Do we want it to be just where it's profit making, because then it'll never, and none of the buses will ever go into any of the estates, or they won't go into senior citizens complexes because they all have bus cards. Or do we need to decide as a state that it's actually going to be a service that we're providing for citizens, and it is going to come at a cost to the state as well? And that's the service that I think it should be, because like, our city is just, it's at a standstill with traffic. We need good public services, and I think if we've good transport systems, then as a society in Dublin, we'll all benefit from it.
Okay, Nolan, listen, I know you're heading off to a meeting, so we'll move on. And the upcoming local elections, I take it you're going to run again.
I am, cannot wait.
Yeah, and it's going to be your first time as an independent councillor.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I personally reckon with your track record from working with community, I don't think it's going to make much difference. How do you feel about it?
I suppose there's a lot of unknowns. I'm out knocking on the doors at the moment. I'm getting like a fairly decent response, so I'm happy with that. It'll be, I suppose, they've changed the area, so I'll be running in somewhat a different area than I did the last time. I was running in Ballymun, Santry, Whitehall the last time, so now it's Ballymun and Finglas. That they've changed, so I wasn't representing parts of Finglas for the last 5 years, so just trying to get yourself known in those communities. It's funny, I was only saying to somebody yesterday that a lot of people have actually, when they're knocking on the doors, like, particularly outside of Ballymun, because everyone would kind of know me in Ballymun, they'd be like, independent, that's fine, like, as long as you're not with any of the parties. and that has kind of come as a bit of a
bit
of a surprise to me. Like, I hope it lasts until election day. It's a tight race. There's 7 sitting councillors running for 6 seats, and that doesn't include, I suppose, any new candidates that are coming along. So it's going to be a very, very, very tight race, and every vote will count. So I just encourage people to come out and vote on the 24th of May.
Yeah, it's unfortunate now. It's unfortunate that it's changed to Ballymun Finglas, because, as you said there, Beaumont, Whitehall, and that area they'd know you well, because you're always out and about.
Yeah, look, and it only changed there just, I suppose, last summer. So it doesn't give you a lot of time to get yourself known in a new area. But also, you can't just ignore the area that elected you the first time. You have to continue work there. So it's definitely a challenge, but Ballymun and Finglas are so close together. There's so many people living in Ballymun originally from Finglas, and vice versa, and families living in Ballymun and in Finglas. So it's great. Like, it's a great community, and there's a lot of issues there as well. It's a challenge that I'm up for, willing to take on. So hopefully it'll all work out for the best on the 25th of May.
Yeah. Listen, Nolene, I wish you the best, and as I said already, your track record from working with the community, I'm sure you'll be re-elected, and word of mouth as well is great stuff, so there will be people from Ballymun talking. Anything you'd like?
Thank you so much. Anything else? Well, I suppose something positive. Sometimes we don't talk about the positives that happen in Ballymun, but last week the sod turning in Lidl happened last Friday, so that was great for the community to see that, and it's very much underway. So,
and we've been talking about that now for a long time,
quite a few times. Yeah. So, but it's great to actually see it happening.
Okay, Nolene, listen, the best of luck for the future, and thank you very much for taking the call. I know you're heading off.
Thank you, bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye, thank you. Right, that was it.